Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Well, we definitely need to do this more often. It's great to have a Meet the Sponsor event here at KKHI. We've got John and Heather Hutchins in from AmazingGarageFloors.net. They're interesting people. They sort of grew up kind of together, but not really. It's a great story. They're a wonderful family-owned business. They've been in business for over 17 years at AmazingGarageFloors.net. John spent 4 years in the Air Force. We'll get into some of that. But just kind of like to get to know the kind of people that we all are and appreciate. And we say hello to my good friends, John and Heather. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yep, we're doing great. Thanks, Kevin.
Awesome. Great to have you here. Thank you so much. First of all, thanks for the unbelievable garage floor of my house. Remarkable.
Great. No problem. That's what we do.
I mean, you guys are really, really good at this. How much better are you at it like today than maybe the first month 17 years ago?
Oh, man. I went back on some of the floors. I had more employees doing some of those. I saw some of the floors we did the first couple of years, and I was embarrassed. And actually, we've taken some out and put them back in for free. So they weren't up to our standards.
But you've figured it all out through the years.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of work.
That's awesome. And you've been on the job, too.
I have. They are a lot of work, but I love actually doing installs, because at the end of the day, you have something there that you have completed and you've done, and you feel like you've accomplished something that day.
Right. You've built something. You've made something.
I did something, and it's done, it looks awesome.
It's like being married to John. I mean, it's a work in progress. You got to mold it and make it happen and make sure you get it right, right?
The floors are way easier.
Easier than him?
Yes, by a long shot.
But you followed him to fantasy camp 1 year with the Royals, right?
I did.
How did that go?
It was a little exhausting, to be honest. Well, it's just like it's when it's Phoenix. They changed the dates, which was unfortunate because I would have really rather been in Phoenix in February versus November.
Right.
So, but I mean, it was fun watching him, but it's so funny, you know, the first day you see the guys walk out of the locker room and they're, you know, all, and then by the third and fourth day, I mean, they're just crawling practically.
Did you even remotely for a second think, wow, my husband looks pretty damn good in that Royals uniform?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, yeah? Yeah. Look at those pants. His pants are for now. Not too bad.
And this was just a few years ago, right?
Yeah, so, well, this was last year.
Last year was the year you went.
Yeah.
And he's sexy in a Royals uniform?
Sometimes.
Well, compared to most of the coaches. I mean, when you look at the coaches.
It depends on who you're talking about. I was like, yeah.
I'll have to admit that this was my second fantasy camp, and I did lose a little bit of weight. But the first one, I reminded myself of the 1982 Topps Tommy Lasorda. baseball card.
I did see some of those pictures. Yeah, they did. He looked way better this time than last.
Weren't you hurt the first time? Like pretty badly?
Yeah. Ankle? I couldn't feel the front half of my left foot. I was in a boot for 2.5 months. I took it off to go to the Chiefs playoff game where he came back at 13 seconds. And then I got 4 hours of sleep and flew to fantasy camp, just played.
Did you hurt the foot the night of the Chiefs game?
Oh, no, it had been hurt for. I decided two and a half months.
You said you took it off to go to that game.
Well, it was going to be cold. I didn't want to get like frostbite.
Right.
And I'm like, at 2.5 months, what was another 4 hours going to do?
It wasn't worse like a day later than it was the day before.
It was still bad.
It was bad either way. It was actually a pinched nerve.
It took me till April to find out. It was actually a pinched nerve in my back.
What? So, really?
Yeah.
And right. So what did it do? Cut off the blood or something?
That's just wherever that 4 and 5 pinch. Deadens your foot, apparently. So
did the Royals did fantasy camp have a good doctor or trainer there to help you out? What'd they do?
We do have a training staff. Yeah. I mean, and unfortunately you get to meet them.
Did you meet them for anything else at either time going to camp?
Well, in November it was a little worse that I pulled, I was just calling it kind of the upper half of my left leg, because it was the quad, it was the hamstring, it was the hammy. A couple days later, got out of the shower and Heather's like, did you get hit by a baseball? It was just the hamstring draining, and it was a little black, blue, whatever.
Oh my gosh. And it builds toward like a game or something at the end, right?
Well, we play 8 games.
I know, but so. There's a championship or something at the end, right?
We're always playing. My 2 years, we're playing for 7th.
Okay. But it's still built, right? You're still playing for something meaningful at the end, right?
Well,
the one at the end matters most.
Well,
they all matter because it's like a limit. Right. It's you start.
We've only won one game each year, Kevin. Okay. So,
but it builds towards something, right?
There is a championship.
And so, by the time it builds towards something, everybody's hurt.
Oh yeah, we had one team. We had one team where it's 11 or 12 guys, and they had like 8 guys that couldn't barely run. I mean, yeah, and you do get some runners. So
what's his name, his kids? I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, Mark Tien's kids were running for us.
His kids were so great. They got out there. Oh, yeah. And they were so excited to do it. It was great. It's like, come on, wheels, you know, because it's like these guys are just like,
And I play a lot of first base. So when you don't realize there's a pinch runner, it's a lot faster. I say I'm not very good, but I make up for it by being slow.
There you go. Tien has a wine bar over in Scottsdale or something, doesn't he?
He does. It's great. There. It's great. You should go.
And I've been there once.
Okay.
But I didn't know it was his. We were just in there. And there was something on the wall. I'm like, what's this? And they go, oh, he owns the place. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
He wasn't there or anything. But
yeah. So we did a team dinner there. Actually, I wasn't on his team the first year, but I was with Bluma. And so our team, we were Bloomaranda that year. And we went over to Mark's bar. And then this year, we didn't travel over there. It was just a long way. We were almost an hour away from Scottsdale where our hotel was this year. So
yeah. So how many at-bats of his did you videotape on your phone, Heather?
I think I got about 4 or 5.
Yeah. And the best thing you have is a walk.
The best one I had was as far as like clarity and getting it was like not having other things get in the way and things like that. I got more of his friends, unfortunately.
It was my only walk of this season. And you don't want to walk, you want to hit. So, right. I mean, I'm swinging at one. I think I swung at one that was about a foot outside just to try to make contact, but I can't remember. And I don't remember. Hopefully I'm not throwing anybody out of the bus, but I mean, we're older and we struggle. So, you know, there just wasn't hitting the strike zone. So you have to get about 7 balls to walk.
Did it look like something you'd like to try?
I actually asked if women could go, and I think they said that they can, but there was like no women other than in the stands cheering their husbands on. There wasn't any women, but I was sat there.
The only issue would be the locker room. You could play. They'd let you, right?
It's allowed. It is allowed. The 2 years that I've been there have not been any females, but I understood maybe the year before that 3 were going to come and then last minute they backed out. So I don't know. I mean, but it's certainly open to, you know,
they were just like, they don't want to do a sausage fest or something.
Yeah. You know? And the former players have a great time too, right? I mean, they're really enjoying it.
The alumni. Yeah. We call them alumni. The players, they say they have as much fun as we do. So
that's so fun. Okay. So you guys are both sort of from Salina. You're sort of from Salina. He's definitely from
Salina adjacent.
When did you first meet?
We met at a friend's wedding. When was that? 98.
Late 90s. You meet at a friend's wedding, and then you go. You find out, oh, hey, we're kind of from the same place.
No, it was the friend's wedding was in Salina.
Okay.
So, yes. So, and he was the DJ and...
I was a DJ and usher, and this could be a long story if Heather's going to tell it. She got... I don't know. I'm going to let you talk about that one. You got promoted big time.
I got promoted from personal attendant to maid of honor in 24 hours because of a blow up between the bride and the mom. So, but that's and my mother actually had to stand in for the mother. The ceremony.
The mother of that bride did not end up attending the wedding, but she came to the reception, oddly.
What? This has got me frightened. My son's getting married in October.
Oh my
it's my
God.
First kid to get married. I'm frightened now. You're frightened. Is that couple still married?
Nope.
Oh, dear God. It didn't last, did it?
Oh, no. I'm like, well, if this is how you're kicking off your marriage, I don't see good omens here.
You were an usher and DJ?
Yeah, I ushered. I did used to do a little DJing. So I was usher with a friend. I wasn't really DJing at the time, but I did it because it was a friend.
Yeah. Salina, I know 2 things about Salina. They have the longest runway in North America, right?
I think so. It used to be the fourth. It used to be the fourth landing, alternate landing for the space shuttle. Another odd fact.
Yep, and the California Angels or Oakland A's one time, they were the California Angels then. One of them had emergency landing there. Do you guys remember that?
I think I do, actually.
They had a mid-air thing somewhere out over Colorado, and they're like, well, we're okay. We're floating and coming down. But like, what are we going to do? They're like, Salina, longest runway available. Let's get that thing on the ground and fly you a new airplane.
Yeah, used to have Schilling Air Force Base closed in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah, and then Tony's Pizza.
Tony's Pizza right out by Schilling.
Lots of Tony's Pizza in college when I was in Manhattan. You worked at Tony's Pizza?
I did. I was break crew for a short time.
What is that?
Break crew is you go and you bounce from position to position, relieving operators to go on their break.
Yep.
So it's just a crew that comes in and gives everybody their breaks.
Did you put pepperonis on them or what'd you do?
No, I wasn't really a pepperoni person.
She wasn't qualified for pepperoni.
I was the machine operator. Okay. I actually did the one that kept the line running.
I got you.
Yeah.
Like Lucille Ball, that old
film clip where
the chocolates are coming by.
Exactly. And then I start, you know, putting up in my hat and stuffing them down my face, you know.
And let them rip. So, okay, you guys have completely different musical tastes, right?
A little bit,
Hutch,
yeah.
your 80s?
Oh, yeah.
You have a favorite band from the 80s?
You know, Aerosmith, Motley Crue are probably my two favorites.
Aerosmith's calling it quits, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is
getting
it.
Close.
It's their last year.
I know they're coming. Here. They're coming to Sprint or
that's
T-Mobile.
It.
So
it's your last chance. They're retiring.
Right, we're going.
They're like legitimately retiring.
We're going
like,
with Black Crowes. I know that.
They're not faking.
I like
it.
Black Crowes.
They're like okay. We are old and done.
Oh wow! I didn't know that.
I think he's 75 or 76.
Yeah, I was like, he is not a young child.
Yeah,
no.
Aerosmith. It is okay. And you don't like the '80s at all.
Not particularly.
What do you like?
I like rock. I'm more of a rock. I like Five Finger Death Punch, Disturbed.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Five Finger Death Punch. Like metal. Disturbed.
What is that? I know I've heard of Disturbed. How about the guys from here? Puddle of Mud.
I do remember Puddle of Mud. Yeah, I like some of their stuff too. So.
Wasn't he from here?
Yeah,
main guys
were,
from Kansas City.
So were Smashing Pumpkins. Were kind of in the Kansas area, I think too. So, but that's from a while ago. I don't think they put out much.
So you like anymore. Hard rock? Okay. So how do you decide which concerts you're going to together and which ones you're like, nope, not doing it?
Don't. We usually actually go separate with our friends.
Yeah, I was going to try to think. I don't even know the last concert we went to.
The Eagles.
Oh, Eagles, yeah.
Well, can't everybody go to Eagles?
We land on the Eagles, yeah, yes.
We can land on the Eagles.
There's the yeah. There's the middle ground. There's the one everybody loves. And do you like country music at all? Because he's got Bloomapalooza
really.
Coming up.
Not really.
You like country but don't love it?
I like all live music, really. Yeah, right. But country, I mean, I had my time in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, but, you know, not a lot of new country.
There'll be country at Bloomapalooza.
That's
coming up in October. And Amazing Garage Floor has been a sponsor of this for quite a while.
Since the beginning.
You and former Royal Jamie Bloom are good friends. And he raises all kinds of money for military families, military charities. It's Red, White, and Bloomapalooza. But the website is redwhiteandbluma.org. If anyone wants to go, it's October 14th. It's roughly 200th and Quivira at Borgmont Winery. Am I saying that right?
Borgmont Winery. Yeah, it's a new facility for us this year. It's an amazing facility. I've been out there about a month ago. And it's going to make things really easy for us to set up. It's going to be all indoors. We do have Daryl Worley coming out this year. So a bit of a bigger artist, maybe, I mean, as far as he's re-released a couple of songs here on 4th of July, I believe, some of his 9/11 songs. And anyway, so no, we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a big event.
It's $75 all inclusive.
We raised it this year because of the expense of some of the other additional expenses we've got, but and then there are the shuttles to back and forth to Tanner's at 143rd. So we sometimes have problem getting Ubers out that far.
Yeah.
So that way you're just at 143rd and Tanner's. So it's a little bit more easily to leave your car there and get yourself home if you've had a few too many. But yeah, it's drinks are included. Entertainment's included. He has the best auction, silent auction, and if you don't want to drop a bunch of big money on silent auction, he also has raffles. He usually has 100 items, about 50 of each. So we just have a lot of fun. It's fun to see what you can pull up with and what you can come up with.
It's truly, we always like to make jokes. Bloom is a fun guy. Everybody likes to, you know, kind of poke him or whatever. This is truly his passion, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, he loves it. So he loves it. We donate he donates the money primarily back to veteran charities of different, you know, he vets those guys, mostly local. I should say it's military and first responders. So that's where his passions are at.
That's awesome. All right, and we'll talk about the Chiefs a little bit later. Your dad grew up a football. You grew up a football. Your dad's a coach, right?
My dad was a coach for years. Kansas Wesleyan, St. John's, and Solomon.
Did he show you like plays and X's and O's and stuff when you were a kid?
Not really, but he did show me how to throw a nice tight spiral.
Okay. But was there ever dinner table discussion?
Yes.
Like, oh, this linebacker's.
Kept to a minimum just because, you know, kept to a minimum because, for mother's sake because, you know.
She didn't like it.
She does like her Chiefs football and I think she's acquired a taste.
She didn't want to hear about his team. Like, didn't care that the linebacker has a bad ankle.
She cares how it affects him and his thought process and how he does everything else. But as far as like. But, you know, yeah, I think it was a taste she acquired later on in life.
And football is your favorite sport?
Yes.
Is that because of the Chiefs or your upbringing?
I'd say both.
Yeah.
I've always liked watching the Chiefs. Yeah. I mean,
no, I know.
All the way back, even like Jerry Rice was a receiver. He was phenomenal.
The Chiefs had some of the most entertaining bad teams ever. I mean, truly.
For a long time, had one of the best defenses,
right?
Too.
I mean, I grew up watching Bill Kenny play and Carlos Carson. And they were terrific, and they scored points every week. They just lost.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Dick Vermeil came to town. They scored a lot of points. Just lost. It's just one of those things now. Yeah. So, but I love football's my thing. I grew up a baseball player, and baseball was my true love, and I still love it. I mean, I've watched all three games this week of, you know, the Royals and all that stuff. But I just football is just so different. It seems each game just seems like it matters more. I think that's what the attraction is there are fewer games and it means more.
I really do enjoy like the preseason games too. I know that sounds weird, but as it's like, it's that second half where all those people that this is their shot and they are fighting with everything they have. Yeah. I love watching those. Those are great. That.
We got any opinions on the women's soccer team here?
Wow.
Did you just spit up in your mouth a little bit?
I couldn't.
You need a bucket or a napkin? What do you need here? Gonna be okay?
I was gonna say, I don't think I think I'm like with you. I couldn't root against them, but that they lost, I was like, eh.
Doesn't bother me, yeah.
And it's women's soccer, and it's so.
Megan Rapinoe. I
have not eaten at Subway since she was, I don't even know how many years ago that was. Yeah. I mean, I was never a big Subway fan, but have not been back.
Are you guys surprised at the effectiveness of some of these boycotts? Because my thing was Nike 10 years ago or whatever with Kaepernick, mm-hmm. but not a lot of people were with me and still buy Nike stuff, mm-hmm. which I don't care. But are you surprised the Bud Light thing did what
it did? I used to be all Nike, and I'm very little Nike. Unfortunately, in my age, I think their shoes are better than Under Armour that I wore for a few years.
Social media, they've hurt Target big time. Yeah. And Bud Light, I'm very surprised that actually hurt as much as it did.
I agree. I'm surprised it's hurt as much as it had. I was never really a Bud Light fan anyway, so I'm not pro or for. I just never really drank it. Back in college, I'm pretty sure one night I had three, and I still had a hangover the next day with Bud Light, so I just kind of avoided it. So live and learn. But I think we need to speak with our dollars.
I don't know why, but I wasn't as surprised about that whole situation because I felt like they were not even thinking about who their core demographic of their consumers were. And I was like, this person has a marketing degree?
Yeah.
I could have told you that was a bad call.
They're trying to go after NASCAR now. Well, if you saw this.
Oh, no, I haven't heard this.
They got a hashtag Bud Light them about NASCAR. This Noah Gragson is a rookie racer, and he liked a tweet that was kind of a meme of George Floyd or something. And he just put a thumbs up, a like on it. And he got fired. He's gone. He's out. He's indefinitely suspended. He's out. And now all these NASCAR fans are like, all on social media, let's Bud Light them. Wow. Don't watch. Don't buy tickets. Sell them off. Don't buy gear. Whatever. Boy,
that's the group you don't want to mess with.
If there is one sport that doesn't want to mess with conservatives, it's NASCAR.
Wow. I had not heard this.
Do it.
No, I hadn't either.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a podcast every day called Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. And
I know, and I haven't listened to today's yet, so I'm guessing I just didn't get today's
news.
The last
couple days? You get to those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. At least I'm glad you got to that. So
I listen to almost every episode. I get behind sometimes, but I still burn through them on a weekend.
I know. It's funny how people consume podcasts, but you're not unlike a lot of listeners. They listen when they can, and then if they're on a plane or going away and have more time, they may listen to three in one day, so... Yep. It's an interesting deal. I can't thank you guys enough for being a sponsor. You've been great from the beginning. And
you're welcome.
And let me just say this about it. And one of the reasons we do meet the sponsors is you can tell what kind of people John and Heather are. When you do business with their company, this is what you feel. Whether they're on the job or one of their crews is there, it doesn't really matter. They run a business a certain way. It has integrity. It's honest. It's fair. It's the best product that you can get. And I think, I always say this over and over and over. I just think it's the conservative way. I just think that's who we are. You just do the best you can for people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly and fairly. That's it.
And we don't want to do something that is going to be detrimental to you or to our business later on down the line. This is something that, you know, we're bringing on the next generation with some of our employees. They're great. Names are Joe and Tara. They have been wonderful. They are so open to learning and they are such hard workers. And it's just like, oh, thank God, you know, because then you start, you have less concern about the next generation that's coming up.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh God, we're all screwed.
You know? So you basically now are working to have like franchisees or franchises under you, and you're not a corporation, but I mean, you are incorporated, but
we really stay away from that franchise name.
Right. I know, but I'm trying to paint a picture for our listeners exactly how this works.
Well, back in 2012, I realized I've been complaining about employees, you know, for longer than it was fashionable. But back then, I mean, you get so many, you train them, you invest that, and they think they can go out and do it on their own. And, you know, 4 out of 5 fail pretty quickly. But so we started kind of training people, bringing them on, using our products, our systems, and that kind of stuff, letting them run their own business. So They buy the products from us. It is a garage floor system. So it's more than just buying something at Home Depot. We obviously don't use Home Depot, and nothing wrong with Home Depot at all, but epoxy is the one thing that people in the industry always refer to. But it is a different epoxy. It is different products. We have different products available for the bottom coats for different parts of the country as well, different temperatures, different, there's a lot of different things that go into it. We apply pretty much the same system in Kansas City all the time because it works.
And you have now trained and have people operating not completely nationwide, but in lots of places all over, right?
I kind of quit. I think the last time I counted about 26 or 27 states. It's probably close to 30 now. And I kind of quit counting at about 100 people. But yeah, we train people. We've got a video series we allow people to use and train them there, or we bring them into Kansas City for about a week of training.
So somebody listening, if they literally wanted, let's just say somebody my age had a young 25-year-old and wasn't exactly sure what he's going to do or whatever, but you're pretty gifted at doing things with your hands and if you wanted to start this, they could contact you and, sure. and basically become their own sort of company.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We just most people are either going to be an S corp or an LLC. I mean, that just makes sense in today's business world, or, you could be a sole proprietorship, but yeah, I mean, it actually ranges in age. It could be somebody like yourself and you want to bring a son or daughter or, family into it. I mean, I talk to a lot of people that are downsized in the corporate world and they want to do something like this. They want to be more the manager operator and get the family involved.
It's a business opportunity.
Hire people. Yeah, it's a business opportunity. I've got a 22-year-old from basically Overland Park here that he hasn't even been in the business a year. And I mean, he's doing phenomenal with it.
You know,
if they listen to us and you get some people that want to argue and they think they know a better way, go ahead and do that.
I'll just say this. I know you're not supposed to say this cause we were taught something different, but man, college isn't for everyone. It's okay to skip school and learn a trade and go start your own business and do something, man.
100% agree. So
absolutely. I would, if I were in my teens now, I would not even be looking at college. I would be looking at, can I be an electrician, a welder?
Make money now. Instead of going in debt, make money now.
Precisely. Yeah. And half of these trade schools, you might go into debt, but they also have somebody that you can go work for while you're working with them, and they will help pay for your tuition.
Yeah, instead of 4 years of acquiring debt and wasting time, you could be 4 years, even if you're not making that much. I mean, that's positive money. Do the math versus, $100,000 in the hole in 4 years versus if you're only making $30,000 or $40,000 a year, you're $250,000 ahead at the end of 4 years.
Clearly, my friends John and Heather are not Democrats. Is everybody listening to this? Clearly, they're not. We won't get too deep into that. But that, the Democrats just borrow it and spend it and get the inflation going. And once you go to college, and
I want to pay our fair share, just like the president does.
I'm a libertarian, so I want to pay as little as possible.
I'll bet I've had 100 different people listen to this podcast tell me that they think I'm a libertarian.
See, okay, it's just smaller government, maximum personal responsibility.
Yes.
That's all it's about. It's like, I want to do what I want. I don't want to hurt other people.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. But I was like, I want to do what I want to do. I want to live my life the way I want to live my life. And as long as I'm not hurting anybody else, why should my government have a say in anything in my bedroom, in my bathroom, in anything?
So I agree with that. But to me, I've learned, I think that's being conservative as well. I don't really draw the distinction very well. For me, that's just me.
I'm with you.
But I agree with you. Yeah. I think we'd agree on almost everything.
I'm with that's less and smaller government and simplicity. I would be a fan of a federal sales tax. Everybody pays it that way. And
Heather just said everything else has to go away.
Here's another one. I don't think I've ever told you this, Kevin, but let's just say we're having a drink. We're going to keep math simple. It's $10. And the federal we have to have a balanced budget, and the federal sales tax is 20%. So now that's a $12 drink. Every year they have to reset that to keep the budget balanced. Is it going up to 22 cents? Is it going up to 12.20 next year? Or is it going down to 11.80? Are we going to keep spending? Is it going to go to $13? Is it going to go to $14? Is it going to go to $15? Oh, we've got a budget. We got a budget deficit. We keep running that. What if it had to be recalculated every year?
To make it level.
And it makes you think about it, and it makes you think about how much money your government's spending.
There should be an amendment to the Constitution for a balanced budget that says they cannot spend more than they take in, other than when there is
war,
national crisis, national security threats,
a real national crisis.
And you can't let people just out of nowhere say, God bless the people of Maui this week. This was terrible what happened, but we have FEMA and we fund that stuff. They can put that in the budget.
Sure.
But some of the things they just write checks for because they can is crazy. The Inflation Reduction Act was a Green New Deal.
Right.
And it made inflation go up.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You can't do stuff like that.
Right.
Against the law. We should rewrite, or we should add that, not rewrite, we should add that to the Constitution.
Term limits.
Works for me.
For every elected official. And the IRS is no longer carte blanche. They have to be elected as well.
No, that all works for me. I'm on. I am so on board with all of that. Okay, back to the garage floors.
Yeah.
You're doing a. You want to do a discount here for being on the podcast? You're going to do a discount? Two-car garage, $200 off. Three-car garage, $300 off. What if I have a 10-car garage?
Well, I don't know. Well, we can keep doing that math.
Same math, right?
Does that work for you?
Oh, John's looking at Heather. Is
we'll
that okay?
Figure it out.
10-car garage, you'll give him $1,000 off, right?
If it's a 10-car garage,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a big garage.
Right, but I've been online and looked at your videos. You've had some people with some impressive facilities.
You've got some big facilities.
Ones. Like, yeah, we've,
who's the dude? Well, I can't ask who the dude is. His name's on there. I think it's Carl or something. He's got this really nice sports car, and then he's got motorcycles, and then I don't even know what the other thing is. Looks like sort of a buggy you take out in the desert or something.
That's your guy.
Is that the two-tone?
That's the
yeah, he's got an orange stripe around the
lawn. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's actually one of my favorite clients.
We probably better not bring up his name, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's
a good guy. Super good guy.
Yeah. Well, he made a video for it. He's got to be a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we actually did a custom color for him to kind of like tie his whole garage in. And so it was great. I got to work with him directly with that custom color. It was awesome. I loved it. And I loved doing the design with him. It was fantastic.
I actually ran into, his first name is Rob. I ran into him recently and he definitely had a Trump shirt on.
Okay. Well, we're good then. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate that. Yeah. How come when my driveway was getting sealed here, Heather was running the heavy machinery and you were walking around supervising?
Hey, that's the way you do it.
I didn't understand
that's
that
how I train people.
Was that some sort of fantasy camp foot injury?
No,
residual
no,
or something?
No.
What was
she
going on there?
She was running the heavy stuff. That's the easy. It's very calibrated in the way that I apply that sealer. So you must not have saw me applying the sealer.
How often do you go out on the job? You don't do it as much. I mean, did you come just, be honest, did you just come because it was my house?
Yes. No.
Why?
No, actually, no.
Why?
We did all the concrete sealing last year. Just the
Yeah, we
us.
Did. Yeah.
It's not hard. It's having the right equipment and putting the right amount of product down, and it's just hard to train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easier to do it yourself?
Yeah. The application of the product, putting the right amount down, it just seemed like it was completely getting missed. And there was a lot. There's just a couple little technical things that can like completely undo everything you just did if you're not being careful.
I'm such a terrible friend. Mm-hmm. You guys that day did Tony, my neighbor's house as well. And I remember asking you, could you get some of that sealant and put it on some of his flowers and kill him or something? You know, just so I hear him bitch about something. And that's all I wanted was one big complaint. And you guys didn't do that at all.
Well, it's environmentally friendly. It's not going to kill your flowers off.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, it wouldn't have killed them anyway. Yeah.
I could send my dog over there and he could kill those flowers.
Yeah, you could.
He just pees on them and they're dead, right? Pee in the grass, it's a brown spot. So that's what I'll do next time instead of the sealant, I guess, is what the deal is. Yeah. All right, football season's coming up. What do we go? We got two out of the last 4 years. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. You see any problems with the team? You guys want to be analyzed here? Put your hats on. What do you think, John?
Well, we did figure it out that they win the Super Bowls that I go to. So I was lucky enough to go to the two that we won.
Okay. Have you bought tickets yet?
I missed Tampa. So, but no, I have not. But I'm actually pretty excited about it being in Vegas. I've gone back and forth. I used to love going to Vegas, and I've used to hate it because I've had to go out there for the last 10 or so years. I'm starting to turn a little bit to liking it again. But I think Vegas would be the perfect place. They could do a Super Bowl there any weekend of the year.
I think that's right. I think that's absolutely
right.
And
Phoenix was so spread out. Miami was so spread out. And, you know, I'm imagining with that where that stadium, and I've not been to a game at the stadium yet, but I'm imagining that's going to be right there. It's going to be amazing.
By far the most expensive ticket ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Vegas. That's the most expensive weekend to go to Vegas, the Super Bowl anyway, let alone it being there.
I wouldn't be surprised if you can't get in for under 20 grand. That wouldn't surprise
me. Very possible. I've thought about buying early. I don't know. We'll talk later.
I think the way to do it is to try to buy them at face value. Don't they have something at NFL.com? But that's only like 3,000 tickets or something, right?
Yeah, the face, I think you got to go in a drawing. I've never looked at that.
It'd be hard, but it'd be worth trying.
I think I looked. I went through I tried to go with tickets for less, but there was a party that wasn't involved with the Ticket for Less tickets. And so I went with, I can't remember the name, one company basically runs all them tickets. And, they do have right now, I think you put about a $2,500 deposit down, but they haven't really announced the prices yet. It's a refundable deposit, but I'm guessing $7,000, $8,000.
The last time it was in Phoenix, not last year. Okay. The last time before when it was in Phoenix, a tour operator from like the Northeast, Boston, I think, because the Patriots, they were there. The Patriots made it. And this guy had promised golf, hotels, tickets, the whole deal. And he sold all these tours and it was going to be very profitable. And he took like 60 some people, but he only had 24 tickets and he was trying to find them. The guy killed himself.
Wow.
Over a Super Bowl. I mean, take your jail time, I guess, which is probably what you'd get.
Yeah.
You can give them their money back. They're going to sue you or do something, and you may wind up as a fraudster in jail. I don't know how anybody, and I see a lot of people in business take a lot of gambles. A lot of people in business will take an awful lot of gambles.
Right.
And I see this, and I wonder how you could promise Super Bowl trips when you're not holding the tickets. You don't already have them. How could you sell those packages? That would be a really, because the price just went up, 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 up. And I think that year, you know, at one point the cheapest ticket was about $15,000. Well, there was no way. He couldn't afford any. He didn't have the money to buy them to pay for the trips. These people had paid $5,000 or something for a trip.
Oh, wow.
It was awful. Mm. I mean, he was sitting there like $600,000 in the hole. What am I going to do with these people? And what a pick-me-up. Aren't you glad that I did that on the podcast?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking us to the pretty dark.
We'll just get back to talking about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, and then we'll go have a beer or something. I want to pick you up. So I didn't hear anything critical or I didn't hear any analysis in that comment when I asked you about the Chiefs.
Oh, I forgot the question then.
The question was, tell me about the team. Do you have any thing that you're worried about or something you think they'll be particularly good at?
How can you be worried when you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce? You can now. I'm starting to worry about Kelce getting a little bit hurt, but they can plug anybody into anything.
You know what? I was worried about Kelce getting hurt about 4 or 5 years ago, and it just hasn't happened. I'm pretty sure he just gets hurt and plays.
Was it last year or the year before? Like, he's always been like that monster of a guy, but then all of a sudden he like came back, and then it's like, he was still a monster, but he was so much leaner, and it's just like, what?
less Bud Lights.
You know, Taylor Swift shot him down.
I know. What?
You don't like Taylor Swift anyway, do you?
Yeah, who does? No, I'm kidding.
Right. Only the 80,000 one saw or whatever it was. I can't believe it.
I can't believe Taylor Swift. I was like, I know. I was like going, well, good for me. Maybe I still have a shot.
Yeah.
Did she shoot him down, or he just didn't get to give him the bracelet, right? The bracelet with the phone number.
He was told. You know, they all have agents. Okay. So the agent calls the agent, says, "Hey, he wants to meet her before the show. He's coming, whatever." And was told, "Taylor doesn't meet anyone before the show or after. Sorry, you're done."
Okay.
And they're like, "Well, it's Travis Kelce. He wants to give her a friendship bracelet. You're out." He made her a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did hear about that. I was like, "Wow, don't look." He was like, "Travis, look so desperate."
Yeah. Josh Allen said this week, "That's the only person that ever said no to Travis Kelce." He didn't mean women. He just meant anybody. He's like, he said, "There's nobody in the league that says no to Travis Kelce." Right? He calls you up and says, "We're doing this. You just go do it."
Gotcha.
Nobody says no to Travis Kelce. So I think he's gonna have a big year, man.
Yeah.
I hope one of these receivers busts out of the pack. You know, this Ross kid looks pretty good from all accounts, but Kadarius Toney, we know what kind of talent he's got. Yeah. I think he's going to always be hurt. So,
yeah,
I got some questions.
What about Heather's analysis? Have you been keeping up?
I have been. I know. We've got to go to the Super Bowl again. I'm sorry. We just do. It's been great. For the longest time, I felt like the Chiefs didn't get the respect.
Yeah.
That.
Well, they hadn't earned it.
Well, they hadn't
they
earned
good.
It.
They hadn't won it.
Yeah, they hadn't. But
gotta win it.
But even after we won the first one, it was kind of like.
Oh, see, now I'm not sure I get that. I've heard that.
I still felt like they were kind of like, it was kind of like a one hit wonder kind of thing. Mm. And I'm like, I felt like that's the way some people kind of treated it. And even now, sometimes you hear some
Mitch
of
like, Holtis ran around and was, that's filth. That's just filth. That's Chiefs with a chip on their shoulder. Chiefs fans. I didn't hear any of that nationally. Like, just because somebody's picking another team doesn't mean they hate yours.
No. It wasn't. It's just like I just felt like they're always one of the last teams that, like, sporting people talk about, like, announcers and things like that, when they're, like, giving their picks and stuff like that. Well, not anymore, no. But I mean, like, I was like back when we
there's
first.
There's a Chiefs right there. Look, we're watching. I've got the golf on, and they're advertising the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's Golf Channel. Heather, right there, right now. Do you see that? That's Jordan Spieth putting. She says, nobody ever anything on the Chiefs. Golf Channel puts double boxes up. They've got golf on one side and Patrick Mahomes on the other.
Saying previously, before we won the second Super Bowl. It's kind of like after you win, after you've gone to three, or you've gone to as many as we have and you won, and they can't deny it anymore.
Yeah. You know the problem we all have when we travel in the future is people are going to say, where are you from? And you're going to say Kansas City. And they're going to go, ugh, like that. I mean, they're going to get so sick of the Chiefs.
I hope so.
You remember how sick you were, the Patriots?
We're the Patriots. Yeah.
How about when Elway was with the Broncos the very end there with Manning? How about those years? You just hate them. You're sick of them.
I don't know. I don't think you're going to see that with Patrick Mahomes. I think everybody loves him. I don't know. We'll see. Let's win three or four and then we'll see.
There's been all kinds of players everybody loved that they eventually get sick of.
But nobody really loved Brady, did they? Everywhere?
I think they loved him more at the end than the beginning.
Exactly. Actually. But when they were winning, yeah.
Only because he was just so boring.
Yeah.
You know, he was a stiff. People hated Peyton Manning because they didn't like, all this stuff. Like, yeah, people love him now.
I thought he was funny. I always thought he was entertaining. Great.
Like, I wasn't a big Manning fan when he played because I knew how good he was, but I just love the guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a bigger fan of Aaron Rodgers now than ever. But I just like guys that speak their mind. He's like, you're not going to make me take that shot. Yeah.
I know.
There ain't no chance of putting that in my body.
Yep.
That was awesome. Oh, and guess what? Now he's in New York with the most conservative owner in the league, who was a Trump appointee, and he gets to sit there in front of the media, and if they ever bring it up or give him the chance again, he's going to go, hey, remember that part when I was right 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I got a finger for you. Here it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So good. So good.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So you going to the opener? The Chiefs opener? Do you know?
I've got 2 season tickets, so I always go.
So you and I are going? What are you going to do that night, Heather?
Yeah.
Well, that's
you and Jessica are gonna watch it here.
I was gonna say that's the biggest thing is like I've had a hard time lately because when I watch they lose and then I have to stop watching and then they start winning. And so I have to record the game and then I have to watch it and not listen to anything or anybody for the Super Bowls, I don't even watch the Super Bowls.
She turns the Super Bowls off. She thinks if they're losing.
Because they lost the 2 times I watched.
they will be losing and she will turn it off. She heard fireworks when we were in Miami.
Oh my God.
Well, she was here, but when I was in Miami, she heard fireworks and turned the TV back on to figure out that we won.
No, because that's when they started coming back because they were losing.
So you're just a nervous wreck.
I am a horrible person. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we may have to invite you over for a game. We need a show around here now. We need to see what happens. If Jessica gets a little nervous about something breaking or something. It's good.
No. I was like, I am the worst person. I leave and
if we're being honest, aren't we all just a little concerned that they're opening against the Lions? Isn't that just a little scary?
They're much improved.
It isn't that. It's just like, really? How are the Chiefs going to? It's the Lions.
It is. It is the Lions. And why do we get the Lions? It's usually a replay of the Super Bowl.
They're trying to find somebody in the NFC that's interesting.
Yeah.
And they believe that the Lions definitely have the best offense in the NFC. Yeah. So I think what they're thinking is we got a 42-35 shootout coming up.
But hasn't it been kind of an unspoken rule that usually either the Thursday night or the Monday night game is pretty much a rematch of the Super Bowl teams?
Yeah.
Like, 8 times out of 10, 9 or 10 last, but anyway, I thought it was a little odd in the schedule.
It's definitely the Super Bowl winner every year, which is why the Chiefs always open the season on Thursday nights. So much fun. Okay. Last thing I'll ask you guys. You got the entire audience for our podcast here, and I know many of them have been your customers. What have you learned about the folks that like listen to this? Cause this is way different. John, you've been with me since way back on radio. We've known each other a long time. This feels and seems different. What is there anything that you've learned about any of the people that have called you and you've kind of, when you go do a job, are they, they're like good people, bad people. Is it like heaven? It's like, I'm at Hillary's house here or something.
Answers the phone.
Who?
Heather usually answers the phone, and then usually, you know, and that was me that went out.
Usually, like I said, we have the next generation coming in. Yeah. We're handing more of responsibility off to Joe and Tara, which is their employees. They're great. The one thing I will, your listeners are great. It's I don't sweat so much about sending them out anymore because right. sometimes there's certain areas where I was a little worried about sending them out to because some areas tend to be a little more liberal than others. Oh. And he doesn't always
fit in.
Well, he doesn't always
keep his mouth shut.
Chase his
I don't
mouth.
Change. Exactly. I don't change for my anyway, customers.
I don't. Right. I'm not asking you to change for your customers. I just our potential customers. I'm just saying that, you know, be respectful because everybody is entitled to their opinion, even if they are wrong.
Has anybody complained about you advertising on here?
No.
I don't mean your customers. Have you heard from like people that you know? Like, I can't believe you're on there. See, my theory is that nobody liberal listens to this.
No.
They're not
going to
hit play. They don't know.
He's gone out on some that were definitely, and he actually didn't want.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I don't know what she's talking about either. I'm not sure which one she's referring to.
I just get a little nervous because I'm like going, he's going to say something that's going to upset them. And yeah.
I'm going to, this was before we were with you. And really, Kevin, we don't really advertise anymore.
I know.
You're the only, we're mainly repeat business, referral business, or they found us online. I hate to boast, but we're kind of the experts. We've been doing it longer than most of these companies, or almost any company around. But I will share a little story about a gentleman. This was during COVID, and I walked into his garage, and I saw that he had a Mike Bloomberg sign.
Oh, boy. And you didn't say anything, did you?
No, I didn't say anything. But so he wanted to know, so we're garage floor people. He wanted to know if I could move his refrigerator in his house, and I explained to him, well, typically we just roll it outside. We keep it plugged in. We can come back and fit it in for you the next day. And I explained that, and he says, well, can you move it inside? I'm like, well, you know, this is how we do it. And he's like, I said, sir, no, we're not a mover. And then we're in an older part of Overland Park, and he had replaced about two spots of his three-car garage. So not to get too technical, but this is going to be a problem in the future.
Yeah.
Because you got, you know, two-month-old concrete and 30-year-old concrete, and they're probably not tied together. It's going to move. It's not my coating's fault. It's the concrete's fault, whatever. So, and you know, trying to save all this money and talking about all the neighbors in the cul-de-sac and how they're out there doing their outdoor parties. It was kind of that part of Overland Park.
Did he hire you?
Well, no, we didn't. I found a few extra repairs in his floor, so the price kind of went a little bit higher for this particular person. Sometimes you just realize when you're
he
not
had a Bloomberg sign and wanted you to move his furniture.
Yeah, I wanted us to move, and you know, and it's just, you know, there was just some red flags. You know, your customers, the people that call us, we have the same mindsets. You know, they maintain their homes.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have budgets, and we all need to. Sure. We don't have unlimited budgets.
No doubt.
And we're about that. I go to people's homes and I tell them this just really isn't for you, or you need to possibly have this mudjack. We go out sometimes these garage floors. I say they look like puzzles, and they're all broke up, and we can fix them. But as soon as we get a drought and it moves again, because our floors are designed to move a little bit. But I just find that your people think they're more intelligent. My preconceived notions, honestly, sometimes I don't, as referrals or people like your customers, I think that we've already got this in, and sometimes I don't fully explain. I think that they already know.
Well, sometimes I only feel bad
when if they don't go with us. We have our price. We're generally not higher than a lot of people. Sometimes we're even lower, and I know we do a great job.
I just introduced you wrong. I should have said, I got John and Heather here. They're not mudjackers, and they're not furniture movers. That's it. They can do some really cool stuff in your garage, but they ain't mudjacking and they're not moving your furniture for you.
We're a little too busy for that.
The other thing is we're also going to be honest with you, and we're going to talk to you. What is your goal here? I was like, okay, are you going to live here for the next 15, 20 years? Is this going to be your forever house? That's one of the things I say. Is this going to be your forever house, or do you think this is your forever house? Because if it's your forever house and your concrete is falling apart, replace it.
Yep.
Then save up for a couple more years and then let us come in and do it. But as like, if this is your forever house, do it the right way. Yeah. When the concrete is so far gone, we're only delaying the inevitable with what we do.
Yeah.
It eventually it's still going to completely fall apart.
And you can do sports theme colors if people have a certain team or something in the garage, right?
We have a color called Amazing Arrowhead and a Royal Gray.
How about that? That's good stuff, man. You guys are awesome. This is fun, but you know, I do this a lot, so I'm ready for a cold one. You guys ready for one?
Oh, talk me into it.
AmazingGarageFloors.net is the website. Go check it out. Don't forget, Bloomapalooza is coming up October 14th. The website is Red, White, and Bluma, or you can go to Eventbrite and get tickets. Amazing Garage Floors is a sponsor of that event. They're a proud sponsor for quite some time, and they do all kinds of great military charity things there. It is a pleasure to have you as sponsors, but it's even better to have you as friends. We laugh even more when we're not doing this. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, maybe Jessica should have opened a bottle of wine or something before we did this.
Oh, wow.
And then I wouldn't have told.
That could have gotten dangerous.
Then I wouldn't have told my horrible suicide story. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, you did kind of bring us down.
Yeah,
like
I know, right? Well, you know what? I feel like I pulled the rabbit out of the hat. We saved it. We're still laughing at the end. So.
There you go.
There's always editing if we want to, so that's good.
You know what? We actually forgot to mention, and I don't have it with me, but we did want to put some time frames on those specials, but for KKHI listeners, I don't even remember, but we always get super busy after Labor Day.
Okay.
So if you guys could give us a call, I think it was like September 8th or so, like
whatever
around
the
there.
Last Friday
and
is.
And we want to get those finished up this year. So it'll be our estimates. We've did this even before inflation. They've always been good for 30 days because we don't know if gas a gallon's going to go to $7 and right. this day and age it could.
All right. So yep. We got a few weeks left, folks, for the discount and the special that you heard right here. After that, their discount and special will be furniture moving inside your house. Sure. They'll be doing a lot of that. So,
winter work.
You want to rearrange the house or have some stuff moved out to a truck, they'll just come right in and do it. No, they won't move your furniture. That's not part of the garage plan. Only a Bloomberg.
Well, how long was Bloomberg running for president? About 3 weeks?
Yeah, that's about right. He said something stupid on the street, didn't he? Or spilled a hot dog all over himself?
I don't remember.
That was the end of it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being with us, and let's go have some fun. John and Heather Hutchins, AmazingGarageFloors.net.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.